Hello, darlings. It's Ruthie, obviously, and I'm coming at you with my third Halloween AMA this month. I love these so much. They're lots of fun, and they're completely random and silly, and that's why I love them, because that's just Ruthie's flavor. So let's get started. I've got 20 questions here, completely random, and they're actually questions, unlike the last one, which was would you rathers, which I still thought that was fun. So here we go. Which horror movie scarred you for life? You know, the horror movie that scarred me for life, when I was younger, there's a cult classic movie called, it's called like The Demonic Toys or Attack of the Demonic Toys. Anyways, I did not like that at all. See, this was back in the day, I'm dating myself here. This is back in the day of VHS tapes where you could, if something came on TV, you could pop in your cassette tape, record it, and always have it. You wouldn't have to buy. You could cut out the middleman. So someone or another, like my cousin or my brother or my parents or someone, had recorded this video. And as a young girl, I thought, oh, I'll just, it's a toy movie, I'll watch it. I was so wrong. Now, looking back at it, I have watched it since then. I still don't like it. It still makes me a little, but it's very cheesy, very 80s, very just old horror cinema. But I remember being so afraid of that tape. See, there was another movie before it, like I think a real kids movie. And I would put it in to watch that kids movie, and I would end it like 10 minutes short of like the actual movie, because I didn't want there to be a chance in hell that I would end up watching that scary movie again. I was so afraid that as soon as I was done with it, I would remove it from the VHS player, because in my childlike fear, I thought it would find a way to get turned on all by itself. So I was deathly scarred of that movie. And it was much later, like past high school age, until I would watch it again. Which I did, and I survived. But as a child, it scarred me. What form would your Bogart take? So Harry Potter reference. It pops out and it turns into what scares you the most or something you fear. I don't know. I think most of my fears are more emotional, philosophical sort of thing. So I don't know how a Bogart would manifest as them. I'm trying to think of something physical that I fear that might. So maybe like a rabid dog, possibly. I've never been attacked by one, but sometimes I get this fear that I'm going to be attacked by a dog or a wild animal. I don't know why, because I guess because sometimes we're so out of touch with our instincts and animals are so in touch with their survival instincts that I'm afraid we underestimate them, and so I envision a random attack, and that kind of scares me. So maybe that, a snarling dog or animal. Which horror movie murder did you find the most disturbing? Probably the really complex ones. Honestly, I can't recall the movie. Gosh, I wish I could. I think maybe it was like, was it The Collector or something to that effect? Anyways, it really wasn't a murder, but it really got to me. Someone is tied in a chair, and the killer slash person here, goes up and has, this person has little cuts on them, and they have a jar, and it has like these large cockroach beetle bugs in it. And what they do is they take the jar and take the lid off and stick the jar mouth up against the skin of the person, and you think, ugh, you know, well, then they take out a lighter and they heat the glass that the bugs are in, and the bugs, trying to escape the glass, start to go to burrow into these cuts. And it was like, ugh, it was like the worst thing ever. Ugh, it was just so disturbing. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It was just cringeworthy. So that's probably one of the first things I think of. Pumpkin carving, silly or scary or high art? I probably go for silly, or like traditional scary where it has like vampire teeth or just spiky teeth. I'm very, very simple that way. So this year we actually painted pumpkins. So that was kind of fun to do something different. 5, best advice to give or that you've gotten when scared of something. Probably the best advice I've gotten, or at least the first advice that pops into my head, is buy the ticket, take the ride. I know it's a quote of someone's, but it was a friend that told me, and they really broke it down to me and explained to me that the ride is temporary. So you've got to experience things. So buy the ticket, just do it, take the ride, and the ride's going to end. So just ride it out. And I guess that was my thing. Like, okay, that's true. I think it can be applied to anything in life, whether it's practical things like I'm afraid of pursuing this career or this goal of mine or this dream of mine because what if I fall short? Or if it's silly things like I'm afraid that if I walk down this dark alley, something will pop out and get me. Life is unpredictable and can be amazing all at once, but only if you decide to live and do things with it. So I guess that was good advice. So it just tells me just do it. Worst case scenario, it's a really, really shitty ride, but it will end, and then you can reevaluate and do it all over again, this time being less afraid and learning to enjoy it, or you can get on a different ride entirely. How long do you think I would last in a horror movie? I'd like to hope like at least halfway through the horror movie. I don't want to be the first one to go. I don't want to be that first, although there is the glory of being the first kill in a horror movie. Everybody remembers that first kill. It's usually gruesome and brutal and shocking. But I would like to think that I'd make it halfway through the movie, if not to the end. Maybe the end where you thought that person was dead and all of a sudden they show up and help kill. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Were you ever traumatized by a particular scare when you were younger? Other than that videotape, I don't think so. I'm usually the scarer. I was notorious for scaring my younger brother. I loved, except for that one movie, the Demonic Toys movie, I loved watching horror movies, and I loved scaring my little brother because he just couldn't do it. He had to watch with, like, blankets around him, and I would always assure him, no, no, it's okay, but I would always try to scare him. I was so mean. I'm sorry. I know I'm sweet Ruthie now, but I was so mean. Favorite Halloween treat? I'm just a girl who loves good food and good treats. I think what I love is at Halloween parties, how they'll take normal things and make them into like spooky things, like pigs in a blanket, but instead they'll, wrap the hot dogs or the sausages in a way to where it looks like a mummy, or they'll like the platters, they'll put like a meat platter. They'll put like false legs and arms on it, so it looks like a presented corpse where you're seeing all the guts, but it's really just a cold meat tray. I like that, or things like that, because it's just good fun. It's all like gory and gothic and silly and just grotesque, and I love it. Is there any horror movie you refuse to watch because the commercial scared you too much? No. I think trailers are often misleading. They show you the best of things, the worst of things. So I don't really trust them anymore. But sometimes there are ones that kind of give me the chills and I'm like, ooh, you know, but I like to watch scary movies. So nope. You're in a horror movie. Are you the final girl, the first to die, the comic relief, the skeptic, the smart one, or the killer? I'm probably the comic relief. I love to make people laugh and I am ridiculous. I don't know if you guys know that, but I'm very ridiculous. And sometimes I wonder why you guys put up with me. But it's, I would say the comic relief, if not maybe just the smart one. But the smart one doesn't always mean you make it. And the comic relief usually dies about 3/4 of the way through. So, you know, all good things must come to an end. Who is the hottest villain in any horror movie? Oh, there's so many. You know, because spooky and naughty dark men and women are hot. Oh, I know who is the hottest villain, or who I'm going to say today anyways. It would have to be Gary Oldman's Count Dracula in Bram Stoker's. Oh my goodness. As a young lady, I had a crush on him. The movie is quite sexualized. It is quite disturbing. A movie, a take on it. But, oh, the broken prince who is oozing otherworldly beauty and language and mannerisms and sensuality, fashion sense, just so many things. He felt everything so passionately, and yet the drawl of it was is that he'd lost his true love and that's what he was looking for. You know, and the sexual stuff. I mean, it helps to liven up the imagination. And also it has one of the most beautiful scenes I've seen in romance, in which the lady character, his love interest that he's wooing or courting at this time, she hears the tale of his fallen love and she cries because her heart aches for him so much. And when he sees her crying, he reaches out and he catches her tear, because he's that fast. He's supernatural fast. And when he opens his hand, there's diamonds in his glove. And I always loved that, because after she sees that, she kind of giggles and is just breathless with this amazing thing he's just done. And I don't know, there's something about that scene. You know, she was falling in love with him and he was falling in love with her, and he wanted to take away that pain from both of them. And I always thought that was something so beautiful. Okay, I'm sorry. I got off the sexy. I'm sorry. But to me, that was sexy in a way. That romanticism, very gothic romanticism. I loved it. What is the first horror movie I watched? Gosh, I couldn't even tell you. Probably something old 80s cult like Critters or Gremlins or Puppet Master or like the Freddy Krueger movie, something to that extent. Creepiest sound I've ever heard. One time, I swear this happened, and this is why it creeped me out. One time, the power went out at my house. It wasn't a storm, so somebody probably hit a transformer. But, you know that boom of all the power coming down, you know, surging down? You know, I was like, oh man, the power's out, right? And then I swear, from down in the hallway, I heard a very clown-like laugh. You know, like a very, huh-huh. And I was like, I just like froze because I'm not afraid of clowns. But if you hear a fucking clown laugh in your house and you don't have a clown in your house, you become scared of clowns really freaking quick. So I was scared shitless. And the power came back on and I found an excuse to go into my older brother's room. And that's where I stayed the rest of the night, just hanging out with my bro, because I didn't want to be around if that noise happened again. Oh gosh. Okay, question 14, some good old Mary fucker kill question sets. Okay, oh, we got some girl and guy sets. Okay, we're gonna try to rapid fire these. I hate rambling. Okay, Herman Munster from the Munsters, Gomez Adams or Lon Chaney's Wolfman? Ooh. Mary Gomez. He is that Spanish, passionate, romantic, sensual man. I would marry him in a heartbeat and keep him forever. Ooh, I would fuck Lon Chaney. I love his tortured Wolfman. I have always loved him. And I think he needs to live a little and indulge in his wild side. Unfortunately, that means I have to kill Herman, but he was a very sweet monster. So I'm sorry, Herman. Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing, Dr. Frankenfurter, or Norman Bates. Any version of Norman Bates, okay. I guess any version of Norman Bates, it's all the same. Dark features, boy next door, seems sweet, but he's crazy. Okay, well, obviously, I'm going to kill Frankenfurter. Don't get me wrong, a part of me just wants to fuck him, but he's crazy. And very, 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 very selfish, which I don't like. That means, okay, I'm just going to have to fuck Norman and marry Van Helsing. Van Helsing is a good guy. Hugh Jackman, you know, he was sexy. You know, all this stuff. Norman Bates, any version. He's got mommy issues. Definitely not long-term material, so. The final guy set, Evan Peters from American Horror Story, Louis from Interview with a Vampire, or Pennywise played by Skarsgård. It's so funny when I answer these questions, I feel like it's going through my dirty laundry for you guys. You get to learn like these inner workings of Ruth. Okay. I'm going to kill Pennywise because he's just a bad guy. Don't get me wrong. Skarsgård's, all of the Skarsgård men are. But Pennywise is just a devourer of children and lives off fear. And he's too creepy, especially Skarsgård. He did really good. I'm going to marry Evan Peters because he is delicious and all of his characters are tortured men, which, yes, it's my weakness. I'm sorry. Louis, I would fuck. Maybe it would liven him up a little bit. I guess, unfortunately, it seems like I like to fuck people to give him a little light. But I really feel like Louis, although Brad Pitt, very sexy, I feel like Tom Cruise at the end of that movie where he goes, Louis, always complaining. Because he was. Louis was very broody throughout the whole movie. So I am on that page there. So I'd sex him up. Maybe give him a good time. And then we got some ladies here. Celine from Underworld, Morticia Adams, or Norma Bates. Well, I would marry Morticia because she's queen. Morticia is goals. Divine and dark. I love her. Gosh, it's tough between Norma and Celine. Because it's Norma Vera Farmiga's character, who Vera is divine. But Norma Bates is psycho. Like, seriously. Like, haha, pun intended. She really is just nuts. Yeah, I'd probably have to kill Norma. Celine is really badass and very sexy, so sure. You know, I would fuck her. Okay, Sydney Campbell from Scream, Jamie Lee Curtis, the Scream Queen herself, or Sarah Paulson from American Horror Story. I'm going to have to kill Sarah Paulson. She annoys me sometimes, just as an actress in general. And some of her characters really rub me the wrong way. Sydney Campbell, I would fuck, you know, because she didn't die when she gave it up to any of other boyfriends. So maybe a girlfriend would be good. Jamie Lee Curtis, I would marry because I think she is a legend and she's great in everything. And I think she'd be lots of fun. And the final girl set, Ellen Ripley from the Alien franchise, Rose Byrne from Insidious, or Anna Faris from Scary Movie franchise. Oh man, that's tough. Those are all really good women. Okay, I would probably marry Anna Faris. She's funny and sexy in everything that she does, and she doesn't take herself too seriously. I would kill Rose Byrne, even though I think she's gorgeous, and comedian-wise, she's hilarious. And then I would screw Ellen Ripley because she is a badass, a legend. I couldn't kill her, you know, but anybody she had sex with didn't turn out well, but oops. Next question. Do you have your Halloween costume planned out for this year yet? And do I have any Halloween plans? Yes, I actually finally decided on a couple costumes for a couple of different events. I am going to be a classic witch. So I will have the striped stockings and the velvet dress and the hat. Very old school, very fun and demure. And also I will be doing a Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos, with some girlfriends. So we're going to do the face paint and the dresses. Plans, I do have a couple of parties. One is a very simple housewarming party, and then the other is a more ruckusy party, costume party. So it'll be fun. Do I have a Halloween tradition? My Halloween tradition, no matter what I do on Halloween, at the very end of the night, before I go to sleep, I watch in or fall asleep watching Nightmare Before Christmas. I do that because the movie starts with Halloween ending. And so to me, it's very bittersweet, I think. The season's done, so it's fun. What is something that is or should be scary, but you find it more laughable than anything? I think when you go to haunted houses or something like that, and you have the characters or the people, or just in general out Halloween trick-or-treating, that wear like the full-on masks where you can't see their face, and they walk up on you, but they don't talk to you. They try to be mysterious and creepy by not speaking. I think it just kind of makes me laugh because you want to think that they're trying hard, but really they're just refusing to speak. And I think it's laughable just because sometimes I don't know. I'm just like, you're probably a sweetheart or somebody who's ignored most of the time, and this is your way to express yourself. And I don't know. I don't know why I find it so funny. I went to one recently. It was a very built man in ripped clothes, and it was a rat mask. And he would walk up to people, just be right next to them, and they would be like, oh, get away. Oh, no, no, no. And he stood next to me, and I just kept giggling because it was just a ridiculous thing how scary and intimidating he was. What is the sexiest thing about Halloween, in my opinion? Sexiest thing about Halloween, in my opinion, is the thrill of being scared. I'm sorry, it's totally cliche that thrillers and scary things like that get you excited, and they do. They get the adrenaline pumping, so I enjoy that month of fright. If I were a killer, what would be my weapon of choice and my victim of choice? Weapon of choice, probably something classy and sophisticated, like poison or some sort of elaborate trap. Victim of choice? Probably bad people. like a womanizer who's just really, like, maybe is abusive emotionally or something like that. I would love to take all the horrible men of the world and promise them a good time and then poison them. Quite a black widow sort of woman. I enjoy it. Would you rather live out a witch's curse as a black cat, a disfigured slave, or unable to love? Oh, okay. So these are curses. I've been cursed by a witch to be one of these things. Well, the unable to love thing just sounds horrible. Sounds awfully lonely. A disfigured slave or a black cat. I am not the biggest fan of cats, and a lot of people aren't either. But a disfigured slave to serve somebody and be disfigured and, oh, you know what? Whatever. I'm just going to go with a cat. I don't know. Cats, hopefully somebody would take me in and adopt me and love me so that I can be emotionally abusive to them by not always wanting their attentions and walking away with sass. Thank you for listening to my rambles. I hope that you enjoyed my sleepy voice and all of my answers, and I hope you will answer in kind and have fun and a good Halloween season, and I may have one more of these coming up next week. Be safe out there, loves, and we will talk soon.